Today is the day of the solar eclipse. It's not going to be a total eclipse here in our neck of the woods, but we will have 80% of totality peaking around 3:15 this afternoon. Reminder as always, do not look directly at the sun, whether there's an eclipse or not. Even when it's 80% blocked, it's still going to be almost as bright as it usually is. Sixth graders in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will get certified eclipse glasses to view the eclipse at school this afternoon. For the rest of us, Morehead Planetarium is hosting a watch party from 12:30 to 4:45, free activities outdoors and ticketed activities indoors. Get more information on that at moreheadplanetarium.org. Turning to local government, the Orange County School Board meets tonight at 7 in the Witted Building with an agenda that includes a public hearing on next year's budget. The board will also discuss the possibility of closing Hillsboro Elementary School in the future. If voters approve a bond referendum this fall, the district would get funds to build a new elementary school down the road. The Hillsboro Town Board also meets tonight at 7 with a light agenda that includes a presentation on the town's stormwater program. Get links to both agendas on our website, chapelboro.com. In state news, we're now about a month into legalized online sports betting in North Carolina, and already that industry has generated millions of dollars for the state. Half of that is going into the state government's general fund. Here's State House Minority Leader Robert Reeves speaking with us last week about why.
We're now running at a revenue deficit. And the problem is, just a quick explanation, there are certain things that the state's always going to have to pay for. There's no way around it. There are certain goods and services, no matter how much cutting we do, that we're basically going to have to support. And so what has happened is, with the incredible amount of tax cuts that we've had with corporate taxes, with taxes on, you know, some of the wealthiest people, you suddenly have a disproportionate amount of tax burden being shouldered by working class people. And so what happens then is that if I'm making $50,000 a year, then the tax burden on me is pretty heavy, but I still can't supplant what used to be taxed on somebody that was making $1 million a year. And again, just if we're being taxed evenly, but since we're being taxed unevenly, that money is no longer there. And so what you've watched with the General Assembly, we're going into gambling, we're going into marijuana, we're going into all kinds of quick fix revenue, which unfortunately still put the burden back on people who work every day, just in a different fashion.
That's State House Minority Leader Robert Reeves speaking there. Now we're going to head to campus. When you think about college athletes, you typically think about kids in their late teens or early 20s. UNC basketball star Cormac Ryan is unusually old, even though he's only 25. But how about a 39-year-old college athlete? Jay Bantett of the UNC Media Hub recently got a look at a husband, father, and Carolina hockey star who's in college now after 20 years as a Green Beret.
Meet Joel Hughes, a junior goalie on the UNC hockey team seeking a degree in exercise and sports science after 2 decades of service.
I really did not like school. I had zero aspirations to go to college. And when I saw that, you know, the only other option for me was like actually a steady career field. To me, I thought was joining the military.
Like many veterans his age, the 9/11 attacks made his decision a no-brainer.
9/11 happened. And that really sealed the deal for me.
When Hughes walks into any room, he naturally commands attention and respect.
So prove that we're the dominant team here. Step the up and make some happen.
As a weapons sergeant, Hughes did a lot of his work on the ground, but he also sometimes found himself descending from more than 10,000 feet.
What's the highest you ever jumped from?
Like 16,000 feet.
Hughes retired from service after 20 years this past November. Now in school, he's found himself a new group of teammates, this time on ice and up to 20 years younger than he is.
Honestly, we had kind of the superlatives this year for the team, and I think he got voted to like team dad, but for me, he's kind of like team uncle, like the fun uncle.
Hughes and the Tar Heels played NC State at Carter-Finley Stadium last February in front of over 26,000 people on the same ice as the Carolina Hurricanes played their stadium series game 2 nights prior. Even though Carolina lost, Hughes will never forget that night for a multitude of reasons.
It was once in a lifetime experience, and I was extremely lucky and fortunate, you know, for my timing to be able to play in something like that. It's unreal.
Joel's legacy
within the program and on campus as a whole will never be forgotten. You don't ever see a 39-year-old guy who spent 20 years in the military as a Green Beret, taking out enemy fire, jumping out of airplanes, come back to get his first ever college education while playing a sport and being a father and a husband and a great mentor to every student he comes across on campus, all while living an hour south of campus, making that drive every day to do all of those things. But perhaps Joel's biggest lasting legacy is he does not want to be the last military veteran to follow his path. He wants to give former veterans confidence that they can go back and get their own college education, potentially play a sport, and return home in civilian life and be great family men for their sons, daughters, and wives in the future. This is Jay Benzet reporting.
From the UNC Media Hub, an advanced course in the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. You can get more stories online at mediahub.unc.edu. And you can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local news, including details about an interactive public workshop on the future of the Green Tract that the town of Carrboro is going to be hosting this Sunday, the 14th. 6:18, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Today is the final day of college basketball season, with UConn and Purdue meeting tonight for the NCAA men's title. In Chapel Hill, UNC head coach Hubert Davis is already looking ahead to next year, though between the transfer portal and the NBA draft, it's still not clear who's going to be in a Tar Heel uniform come November. But Davis says regardless of how that shakes out, he's confident next season will be a good one.
I think the model of the old way is gone.
Right.
I think that's gone. But you can still build a program 100%. And Carolina will always be Carolina. But you also, I think, every year have to look at maybe different ways to build that team. It's just different. But you can build a program. And I really believe that. And this team gave me proof that you can. That you can bring in guys and you can build a team and you can run out of that tunnel and have a team that says, hey, that's Carolina. When you see Harrison Ingram and Cormack, you see that's a Carolina guy. They were only here 1 year, but they're a Carolina guy. When you see Brady Manick, that's a Carolina guy. When you see Pax, that's a Carolina guy. And that's something because those guys dove in not only to this team, but to this university and this community, and they wanted to be a part of this place and a part of the history of this place. And those are the guys that we want to bring here.
That's UNC head coach Hubert Davis speaking there. Yet another big honor for RJ Davis, by the way. Over the weekend, he became the first Tar Heel ever to win the Jerry West Award, which goes to the nation's best shooting guard. That award's given out each year by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, and they had big news on Saturday for two other Tar Heel legends, Vince Carter and Walter Davis, two of the most beloved players in UNC history, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame later this year. They are the 13th and 14th Tar Heels ever to receive that honor, and only the 7th and 8th to be inducted as players. Back to the current roster, we got more transfer portal news over the weekend. On the men's side, UNC forward James Okonkwo became the first Tar Heel to announce plans to transfer after just 1 year in Chapel Hill, where he had only 44 total minutes on the court. On the women's side, Riley Graves became the 5th Tar Heel to hit the transfer portal. She appeared in just 5 games in her one season at UNC. Elsewhere in Tar Heel sports, the UNC baseball team dropped the first 2 games of their weekend series at Virginia, but avoided the sweep with a 12-7 win on Saturday. Carolina softball could not avoid the sweep. They lost 3 straight to second-ranked Duke. In lacrosse, Alyssa Long scored 6 goals to lead the UNC women to a 13-9 win over Virginia Tech on Saturday, but the men fell to second-ranked Virginia 14-6. Carolina men's tennis lost to Duke, but the 6th-ranked women had a better weekend, beating 4th-ranked Virginia 4-1. And then shutting out Virginia Tech on Senior Day. The Tar Heel track and field team had a strong showing at the Hurricane Alumni Invitational in Florida. Craig Sadler won the men's 400 meters, and Skylar Bowman took first in women's shot put. And the top-ranked UNC men's golf team won the Augusta Haskins Award Invitational in Georgia by 6 strokes. That's their 6th team title of the season, most for UNC since 1985. In hockey, a good weekend for the Carolina Hurricanes. They beat the Capitals 4-2 and then shut out the Blue Jackets 3-0. They're back on the road this week, starting at Boston tomorrow night. And back to baseball, the Durham Bulls dropped 4-6 to Jacksonville in their first home series of the season. They're back on the road this week at Lehigh Valley, starting tomorrow.